Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Del Crandall now catching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Causey steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball towards right field. Colavito makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Colavito. Berry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry is hit by the pitch. McCraw moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Adair reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Adair scores. It's 4-0. White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Gonzalez moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raitt's now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey bunts towards the mound. Raitt's fields it and throws to first for the out. Horlan moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Whitfield moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Whitfield moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Salmon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. Alvis moves to second. One out. Larry Brown pinch hits for Dick Raitt's. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Larry Brown now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Wagner moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.